This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The diplomatic war between the United States and China got angrier today as Beijing retaliated for the U.S. order that China shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, China directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu as tensions between the world's two largest economies reach a new high. The order to depart the facility in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as comparable in scale and impact to the action in Houston. The U.S. has accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order. That did not happen, and so today's shutdown demand. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is legitimate and necessary as a response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said the current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost close to 4%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street has been off by as much as 200 points. Iran charges that a U.S. fighter jet harassed an Iranian civilian airliner in what Tehran is calling an act of terrorism, which it says injured and panicked passengers. Iran dismisses a U.S. claim that the jet was merely conducting a visual inspection at a safe distance. It apparently happened in the skies over Syria. According to Reuters, state TV video from inside the Iranian airliner shows a passenger lying immobile on the floor, another presenting his bloodied face mask to the camera. Iran says it's lodged a formal complaint with the International Civil Aviation Organization, describing Thursday's incident as one of aggression. More news online at voanews.com, including the latest on the pandemic. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. In Israel, there were violent clashes overnight between protesters and police in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration aimed at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up the crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared in the country in March, but then moved to quickly reopen its economy in May, and the disease has made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. Netanyahu is warning the protests could lead to anarchy. A new poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring the use of face masks outside their homes, and fewer than 3 of 10 people surveyed said that restarting the economy was as important as shutting down the pandemic. Done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the survey clearly reflects growing alarm at the spread of COVID-19. Since the polling was done, President Donald Trump has said wearing face coverings was the patriotic thing to do. Another finding, about half of those questioned believe if they have lost work during the pandemic, those jobs will never come back. In a bow to reality, President Trump says he is dropping his plan to accept the Republican Party nomination for re-election in Jacksonville, admitting that Florida's surge of COVID cases would make a large-scale convention there next month too risky. There was no immediate word on what form the president's renomination speech would take. Florida has recorded nearly 390,000 coronavirus cases and over 5,500 deaths. It is among the hardest-hit American states in the current resurgence of cases across the South and West. Officials in California warn its largest urban area, Los Angeles, could soon be shut down again. The United States yesterday, for the third straight day, recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19 fatalities and about 70,000 new cases. The number of confirmed infections has risen above 4 million in this country at a cost of 144,000 lives. Pandemic numbers worldwide, 15.5 million cases and a death toll headed toward 635,000. Reuters is reporting that the UK's home testing program for the coronavirus is falling well short of expectations. As of June 3rd, the most recent reporting date, only 62% of the kits had been returned to labs. The UK Health Department told Reuters it was consulting with behavioral science experts to help improve those return rates. Some medical officials questioned whether untrained people are capable of conducting a swab test to detect COVID-19 correctly. And Bolivia's general election will be pushed back from September to October as the pandemic grips the South American nation. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. Thank you.